Back now with Day to Day, I'm Alex Chadwick. The economy appears to have snapped out of its doldrums that followed Hurricane Katrina. The Labor Department reports employers hired an extra 215,000 workers during the month of November. That keeps the nation's unemployment rate at 5%. The news, on top of other good economic indicators this week, was very welcome for President Bush. Joining us is John Dimsdale in Marketplace's Washington Bureau. John, the president made comments about the economy today.
Yeah, he called reporters into the White House Rose Garden soon after that jobs report was issued, just to let them know that he thinks the economy's in very good shape. Despite all the hurricanes, the high oil prices, Bush said there's every reason to be optimistic about the economic future.
I mean, when you think about the news that's come in, the job report, the recent report on strong economic growth, low inflation, strong productivity, lower gasoline prices, a strong housing market, increases in consumer confidence and business investment, our economic horizon is as bright as it's been in a long time.
John, are the numbers really that good, or is this something that always happens in November for pre-holiday hiring?
Well, anything above 200,000 new jobs, even in November, is considered strong. There are some economists who say they were expecting more, given the other signs that the economy is pulling out of a recession and from these storms. David Malpass, the chief economist at Bear Stearns, is not one of those. He says today's jobs numbers were pretty good when you remember where we've come from.
Some people are saying that this is weak job growth because in past cycles we had more job gains. But the problem with that is that this recession was shallow and the unemployment rate stayed pretty low in 2001 in the recession. And so you can't expect quite as robust a new job gains because you really started the expansion at a pretty good level.
John, one other thing. The outgoing chair of the Federal Reserve Board, Alan Greenspan, has also been talking about the economy today, about the future, and it doesn't look quite so good to him.
That's right. He gave two speeches. One is the familiar warning that Washington needs to rein in its spending. He said the government has made more promises to retirees in terms of Social Security and health care than it can keep. And secondly, he said the U.S. trade deficit with Asian countries is potentially a serious threat to the economy because it's paid for with money borrowed from foreign investors. He said he'd be much more comfortable if U.S. debts and deficits were funded domestically. Coming up later today on Marketplace, we're gearing up for winter by checking out how the resort industry has gobbled up even the most old school of ski towns.
Thank you, John. John Dimsdale of Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace, produced by American Public Media.